It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, Happy New Year almost. This is the last day of 2014. This is New Year's Eve, and so delighted to have you listening to BPN Radio, praying with us today, because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We have a great broadcast Hour of Power in store for you today, and we want you to stay tuned, pray with us, because it's going to be a wonderful day as we pray on this final day of 2014. We're going to celebrate this year today, and we're going to celebrate America. On the broadcast today, I have a young man who is a student at Oklahoma State University, was chosen as one of the top 50 high school speakers in America. Not only a speaker, but a preacher, talking about young people, sharing some important words about youth today, junior high, middle school, high school, and college age students. Just going to be an incredible broadcast. We want you to stay tuned, if you will. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. And I just want to remind everybody that I'm going to be speaking tonight, ministering tonight at Rivergate Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Rivergate Church. Just go to www.rivergatetulsa.org. Get all the information. Start at 7 o'clock, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll be praying for people, giving prophetic words. It's going to be a great, great service tonight. And thank you for listening in today. We just appreciate those of you that have been participating, helping us pioneer this new work. And we know that there are three types of people. There's the museum keepers, those that talk about what used to happen, and those settlers that they're happy with just whatever's happening today. Then there's some pioneers who who want to see their lives count, who wants to fulfill their God assignments. And so I'm pioneering BPN Radio, and thanks for pioneering with me. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for all of your support. I do want to give a shout out to some new churches and new cities that have been added to BPN today. Christ Fellowship Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, and Destiny Christian Center in Garland, Texas, First Baptist Church in Stuart, Oklahoma. And we want to welcome Detroit, Michigan, Stuart, Oklahoma, and other cities all across America that are praying with us, because we believe that that God's going to give us 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders. And so we just want to welcome people from all over, from Bolivar, Ohio, from Cincinnati, Ohio. We want to welcome people from Fresno, California, Mustang, Oklahoma. We give a shout out to those in Denver, Colorado, and all of that cold weather that is going on out there. Hillsboro, Oregon is praying with us, as well as Fort Mill, South Carolina. And Lakeland, Florida is praying with us today. Madisonville, Tennessee, Amarillo, Texas. And we have Guyton, Georgia out there praying with us. We want to give a shout out to Fresco, Texas, and Alexandria, Louisiana, Kyle, Texas, not far from here. And we want to welcome Oak Ridge, New Jersey, Carmel, California, Pittsford, Vermont, Gig Harbor, Washington, Hayesville, North Carolina. And we have people praying with us even in different cities of nations of the world. And so we believe that prayer is very, very effective. I want to thank God today for my salvation. I want to thank God because I'm a Christian. And I want to thank God for my country. I want to thank God for my nation. And so I'm thankful to be a Christian, and I'm proud to be an American. I'm going to do something that I've never done on BPN Radio, but I'm going to do it right now, and I'm going to play a song, a patriotic song today, because I'm not only thankful to be a Christian, but I'm proud to be an American. And here's Lee Greenwood, and I just found out recently that my longtime friends Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin brothers are backing him up on this song. And so we're going to recognize America today, and I know that there are people out there that want to literally transform America into something that we have never seen, that we have never been. And I know that attempts are being made at this very moment. But I love this land. And even though there are others in this nation that want to change the principles and the philosophies that this great nation was founded upon, I resist that. And I just want to sing along with Lee Greenwood today, a patriotic song before we pray for our nation. I'm proud to be an American.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I'm proud to be an American. Yes, I am. I'm proud to be an American. Thank you, Lee Greenwood and the Gatlin brothers, Larry Gatlin, the Gatlin brothers. And thank you for praying with me. And I am so thankful today. I want to salute all of our military forces today and for defending our country, our nation. And 53,402 people died in World War I defending our nation. 204,000 were wounded. 291,000 men and women were killed in World War II defending our nation. And 405,000, almost a half a million, were wounded. In the Korean War, 33,000 Americans gave their lives to defend Korea. And 92,000 were wounded. In the Vietnam War, 47,000 gave their lives in the Vietnam War, and there were 153,000 that were wounded, many of them still carrying those wounds today. And in the Afghanistan War, there's been 1,742 that have died, and there have been 18,000 that have been wounded. In the Iraq War, 3,500 died, 32,000 wounded. In the War on Terror, that's Afghanistan and Iraqi war totals, 5,200 men and women have given their lives, 50,000 have been wounded for the cause. There is a cause, and we are so thankful today for those men that defended our nation, our freedoms that are rapidly disappearing in this nation. Did they die in vain? No, I don't believe they died in vain. And I'm proud enough to be an American today that I'm going to pray for this nation. And I want you to help me pray. And I want to salute all of the military forces out there today. I want to salute the military people. I want to salute my friend Gil, who's out there in Afghanistan, remaining after the others have left. And I salute him for protecting this nation and others that are serving in the military. I'm so thankful and grateful. And I thank God for these men and women that have given their lives. I'm thankful for those that were wounded in battle, risking their lives and carrying battle scars even to this day. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the American military forces that have protected us both at home and abroad. I want to say thank you to all of the police officers, the police men and women that are protecting our cities, that are now under siege because of the hatred that is being focused on our police men and women today. I want to thank the county sheriffs, our last elected officials, law enforcement officials in America. And Lord, we pray right now. Would you help me pray? Father, we pray today for America. in the name of Jesus. And we declare in the name of the Lord that there is still hope for our nation. And we know that prayer is the key. It's only through prayer. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And here on this New Year's Eve day, 2014, we pray for revival in 1,000 cities in America. We pray for another spiritual awakening in America. We repent for the sins of our nation. We repent for all of the perversion, greed, idolatry, mockery, rebellion, antichrist spirits that are in operation in America. We pray for a sleeping church that they would awaken and realize that we do have authority in the name of Jesus. And there are people out there that are depending on us, defending our nation, and we are defending our nation in prayer. Not all of us can go to combat, but we can do war in the realm of the Spirit. And with our helmet of salvation on and our breastplate of righteousness, and our belt of truth and our shoes of peace and shield of faith and sword of the Spirit, we declare in Jesus' name that the powers of darkness that are coming against America, the powers of darkness that are coming against our nation, are broken, are bound in the name of Jesus. And we declare in the name of the Lord that Satan and the powers of darkness cannot have America, cannot have our nation, and cannot have our city. We know the evil, wicked plan of Satan is to take America one city at a time. And we know there are people that are coming into America that have no pride for this nation. They are not proud Americans. They do not believe in our way of government. They believe in a one world government, a one world society. But we as Christians who come by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we as Christians stand today for righteousness, and we declare one more spiritual awakening in America. Would you help me pray now? One more spiritual awakening in this nation. We declare it in Jesus' name, and we believe that America is going to rise again. Would you agree with me that America is going to rise again? We're going to have one more outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We declare, decree. Here's our friend Kathy Strong, and she's going to sing about America rising again. And then we're going to be back with Brandon Baumgarten, who's a student at University of Oklahoma State University. But right now, we just declare a prayer. America, you're going to rise again. Yes, you are. Would you help me agree right now?
Such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God. You, what you've stood for and what your freedom brings. tried to rob our fate in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand.
Well, it's a privilege today here on BPN Radio to have a young man that I'm in a relationship with, who's an incredible man of God and my friend, and I call him one of my spiritual grandsons, Brandon Baumgarten. And Brandon is a motivational speaker, leadership coach, worship leader, and a contributor writer from Walton, Oklahoma, where he's an active member of Alton Christ Fellowship, where I've ministered before. And Brandon was saved at an early age. He's currently an agricultural leadership student at Oklahoma State University, where he was named as a top 10 student, served in the Student Government Association, a contributing writer for the Daily Ecclesian newspaper in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And after recognizing the call to reach others while in high school, Brandon became passionate about helping people realize their life's potential, purpose, and influence in Christ. From 2011 to 2013, Brandon served the Oklahoma FFA Association as state secretary, state president, and as a national officer candidate, representing over 25,000 students on the local, state, and national levels. Brandon has spoken to over 100 different groups this year, speaking at school assemblies, preaching at different churches, presenting workshops to youth groups. Through his web presence, newspaper articles, music, and leadership experience, his keynote messages have been heard in over 20 different countries around the world. In 2011, he was selected as one of the top 50 high school speakers in the United States and is striving to impact every person he meets for the Lord Jesus Christ. His message is always to engage, encourage, and empower those around him to answer the call God has placed on their lives. So, Brandon, welcome to BPN Radio today.
Great to be with you, Dale.
Well, you've already accomplished a lot in life. How old are you now?
22, and God gets all the glory, man. That's who I give it all to.
Well, you've already accomplished at 22, and how did you get so motivated and so passionate about doing something big with your life? How did that happen? When did it happen?
Well, when I grew up basically homeschooled, and we lived in Michigan, my family and I, and when we lived in Michigan, I had a great relationship with my parents. They taught me everything. But when we moved out to Oklahoma, it was for my dad to become an associate pastor of a church. And when that happened, we began to get plugged into a Christian school, and I started meeting new people. I started getting involved, ended up coming from a Christian school and later into a public school. And from those settings, everything began to change because I was no longer the preacher's kid at a Christian school. I was now someone at a school that was, I was just praying and I could get involved, and I didn't have anything over my shoulders. So when I got involved, my freshman year of high school, things really began to change. I remember walking to a classroom where FFA was the class, ag ed, and walking in there, and I had a teacher, an ag teacher, who believed in me and said, "Brandon, anything you want to do, I'm going to be in your corner. I want to help you achieve anything you put your mind to." And from that point, he motivated me, got me inspired, and there was this message saying that your life is not your own. Your life is here to impact others, and that has been a message that has continued to be a theme in my life. And I started really getting involved in public speaking and going to speech contests and showing livestock and in many different areas in that agriculture circle. Ended up running for state office when I was a senior, got elected, and all along God has been working through my life and opening doors and meeting me to new people. And that's really the heartbeat of what I do, is that God is the center of it. And remove me from the equation, because when Jesus is the center, everything else falls into place. And my hope is that when every person I meet or every new contact that I come across, I hope that the love of Jesus would resonate through this body and into their heart. So that's what really motivates me to do what I do, is to be that impactful servant for God.
Well, I know that you are you're definitely a multifaceted young man. And I know that there's a lot of I know that you're a preacher, public speaker. There's a lot of different things you're involved in. And I know that there's so many historically young men that felt like they could only be if they're going to be a preacher, just be a preacher or just do one thing. But I know that you are involved in several different things. And so how did you make the transition from going to homeschool, Christian school, into the public school and be able to be so successful there?
You know, I have to say it's been a total God thing, because coming from a homeschool situation, your mom and dad are your friends, basically. There's no one else around to talk to. And so I kind of made this transition from homeschool to Christian school. And I'll be honest with you, Dale, it was really rough, because I was very foreign to that atmosphere. It was really hard for me to adapt. From a very young age in Christian school, I was a victim of being bullied. That was something that I went through every day, because of that transition was so rough. But through that experience, God was building something in the midst. Because when I left the Christian school and into a public school, the atmosphere changed, the setting changed. I didn't have to live up to this expectation of being the preacher's kid. But God had something in the works that I never thought he would do. And I tell people that he's had me at the bottom, but he's wanting to rise everyone up to the top if we're willing to realize the purpose. And when I was in high school, the one thing I realized was that God called me to reach people. He called me to be the person that says, it's not about me, it's about us. And when I began to read his word and begin to get on my knees and pray, I realized that there was this call of evangelism on my life to go to other people, to go to other schools and speak the word of God, and really just get into the heartbeat of what he wants me to do. And that's been a task that I've been trying to achieve. And I feel like it's been a lifelong pursuit, because I'm never satisfied. I always want to see people reach for Christ. So the transitions from all that's been through, I can only say that it's been a God thing, because I could not make it on my own. The reason I've been successful, again, I have to say it's God, because I can't claim victory there, only through him.
Yeah. So being a Christian in high school, keeping yourself pure, keeping yourself clean, and still being elected to a statewide office as president of the FFA, I mean, that had to be pretty difficult to keep your Christian testimony in high school and then still be a leader. So how did that happen?
Well, it was really interesting, because when I graduated from high school, that's when I went to serve in the state office. And when I begin to, I'm someone who's very vocal about my faith. I'm not ashamed of what I believe in. And one thing that when I got elected was, in every speech that I gave, my hope was to reflect my relationship with God in that presentation. And I began to realize that was the traction I was getting amongst the students. The reason they were so drawn to my presentations and my speeches that I gave in state office was because it had the servant leadership and the Christian references in it, and people began to respond to that. I would speak at schools, and I wouldn't say much about God, but I would allude to him. And when I did, I would notice that when I'd get done speaking at the school, students would respond to me afterwards, and that's when the ministry happened. So for me, it was, Lord, give me the right avenues, give me the right people to talk to. I began to go to different churches that FFA members attend. I would be preaching there. I mean, I was becoming almost the FFA pastor rather than just an FFA state officer. So God was using me in ways that I never thought possible. But keeping the faith alive is tough, because a lot of times I know we lose sight of our faith, especially when we get to powerful positions. And again, I have to say, it was just God that got me there. And he's the one that helped me keep my faith, because I realized that I had to be rooted and I had to stay steadfast into what he wanted me to do. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
Well, that's great. And I know that you are speaking to a lot of schools, and I'm amazed you've spoken about 153 times this year. So your calendar seems like it's staying full, speaking to schools and churches and other places. And of course, I know that you're a member of Young Preachers International, which I founded, and I'm honored for you to be a part of Young Preachers International. And you know my heart for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And so what would you say to young people in high school and college that seemingly are not doing much with their lives? You know, a lot of young people still dependent on their parents. They're 25, 26 years old. They still don't have any direction. So what are you going to say to these high school and college students about their future? What are you speaking to their life when they seemingly don't have any direction for their lives?
Right. Well, I think that a lot of students who are my age, college students or older, you know, they're still in this this mode of, well, I don't know what to do next. I don't know what God has for me. I don't know which path to go. That's completely normal. And I think what we have to seek the will daily. And the call to reach people, I believe, is on everyone's life. You know, that was the Great Commission that Jesus sent out. And we can do one of two things. So we can answer the call, or we can ignore the call. And what I would tell people is, especially for my generation, you have to develop a diet daily. You have to create more time for God. We have to prioritize and say, God, this is what I want you to be in my life. And then finally, you have to achieve the will daily, because there's a lot of people that say they're Christians, and there's a lot of people in my generation who like to have the title of being a so-called Christ follower, but we don't have much of a follow-up. We don't have much of a relationship. And what I believe is God's wanting us to go deeper in that. You know, as people who are trying to find the next step in our life, I know for me as a speaker, I'm always thinking, okay, what will be the next step? And it's really tested my faith in God and my trust in God. But I realize that when I put my trust in him and I begin to put him first and say, God, whatever your plan is, that's when things begin to fall into place. So that's what I would tell people who are my age and in college, is that, you know, trust in God, make him your priority and say, God, whatever your plan is, I will follow. Because that's when the true awesomeness of God is revealed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Brandon, and it's great to have you here on BPN Radio. The Bible said there was a generation that rose up that did not know the Lord, and I just have a major concern today that we have a generation of young people that is desperately seeking so many other things and not seeking God. What is the answer for high school and college students? What are we going to do? Are we going to lose this generation? And not being negative, but I'm finding the last 3 or 4 years that the youth that used to sit on the front rows of the church, I now are either toward the back, and many of them I don't see anymore. So we're definitely in a desperate situation for the youth of our nation. And what needs to happen on our high school and college and university campuses?
Well, I think what needs to happen is a turn from our wicked ways. We need to get on our knees. We need to get God on our side and repent and say, Lord, we need you.
Yeah.
Because there are so many times that we just say, God, my plan or no way at all. And once we do that, we cut off the power of Jesus when we begin to inject our own plan. And I think for a lot of people, I know I talk to a lot of preachers about this, we have got to be steadfast in our will with God and say, God, I want you in every aspect of my life. And don't be afraid to show what Jesus is about. A lot of people are afraid to say Jesus in public. A lot of people are afraid to talk about him. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God called us to be bold. He called us out of darkness to shine and be the light that he's called us to be.
Yeah.
And I think once people realize that, that's when that revival will begin. They'll begin to say, oh, I can talk about Jesus. I can be outspoken about him. So what we need is some people who will be examples and say, it's cool to be a Christian. Once that happens, I think something tremendous will happen.
Well, I agree, Brandon, and I appreciate your witness and your leadership, and I just appreciate you being on. I want you to say a prayer, particularly whatever's in your spirit and your heart, and I want you to say a prayer that we're going to talk about how people can make contact with you, but I just want you to say a prayer for this young generation that I call the now generation that we need them to step up now. And so the high school, particularly the high school, junior high school, college students, middle school students, if you could just say a prayer on behalf of these young people in our nation, and I'm sure that other people will join you that's listening today.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the now generation, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing things and works that we don't even see. Lord, we know that you're in control. Lord, we know that you have a future for every single one of us, Father. But Lord, we know that a lot of times we put our own plans in front instead of following you first. God, I pray right now for every soul, every individual, God, that is on this planet, Lord, that today they would feel the love of Christ in an uncommon way, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with our churches, Lord, that they would be fired up to reach more people for you, God, that you would be with all of our groups that are following you, God, that you would, again, rise them up into a new beginning, Father. We thank you, God, that you are doing things that we can't even see, Father. We know that you have a plan that way goes beyond our thinking, Father. Lord, we know that you have such a great grace about you and a love for every human being, God. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to usher in your presence into our vessels, God, that our hearts would be open to you, Lord, that our minds would be intentional, that our lives would be purposeful, Lord, but most importantly, that our hearts would be available to you, God. Lord, I thank you for your love and your compassion that you want to share with us, Lord. Fire us up with your passion, God. Don't let us lose sight of what you want us to accomplish for you, Father. Be the centerpiece of our joy, God, that we can go into the world and preach the gospel fearlessly for Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, Lord, for dying on the cross and for giving us the hope that all men need, Father. We bless you, Father, and we pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. I agree with you, Brandon. Well, it's a tremendous privilege to have you on BPN Radio today. And I know that you are open for speaking engagements in churches and assemblies and different types of groups. And how can someone contact you?
You can go on my Facebook. It's facebook.com. Just enter my name, Brandon Bumgarten, and you can message me on there. Also, you can get me on my cell phone. The number is 918-706-6836. That phone is always available. And also, you can email me at brandon.bumgarten@okstate.edu, and I'd be glad to field any questions you have.
And you also have a website, right?
Yeah, I do. It's brandonbumgarten.wordpress.com. It's a blog site, but you can go on there and see all many different speeches that I give and kind of the content that I deliver to students.
Okay, I'm looking at that right now. That's Brandon Bumgarten, BAUMGARTEN.wordpress.com. And, wow, I'm really proud of you, Brandon.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm delighted to have you on the broadcast today. You've done an excellent job, and I know that God has a bright future for you. And I just want to say, if any of you pastors or any of you people groups would like to have Brandon come and minister for you, speak at your group, I know you would be blessed. Thank you, Brandon. God bless you, and we'll hope to have you back soon.
Thank you, Dale. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's so good to have Brandon Bumgarten on today, and Oklahoma State University student and member of Young Preachers International. And I want to give a shout out to all of you young people out there that If you're between the ages of 14 and 24, you can be a member of Young Preachers International, YPI. Just go to youngpreachers.net. The web address is youngpreachers.net, and we are giving a call for thousands of young people to come out of obscurity across America, around the world, and preach to their generation, because we know that they are the now generation. So thank you, Brandon. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio today. And so delighted to have you on this New Year's Eve. And we are in the final stages of 2014. And we are thankful and grateful. Thankful that we're Christians and proud to be Americans today. We're so thankful for the church. We're thankful for those we're in relationship with, our friends, our family. And we're thankful for America. And if you'd like to donate to Breakout Prayer Network, helping us call America to pray, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com, Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and there's a donate button there that you can donate, either by check or PayPal or credit card. And we appreciate your donations. And we appreciate your prayers as we pioneer this effort. You know, I've been in the ministry for 48 years. I've been married for 53 years. And I've been, my wife Gina and I have been traveling across America, nations of the world, for the past almost 30 years. And so we've been prayer leaders and prophetic voices in this nation since 1985, but I've actually been a prayer leader in America since 1967, when I began to call junior middle school and high school students to pray with me in the little town of Holladay, Texas, way back there, 1967, 68, 69. And I've been calling people to pray ever since. So I'm thankful to have you praying. I know the power of prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so thank you. If you have a prayer request, remember that you can go to our BPN Radio website, go down toward the bottom of the page, and you can click on prayer request, and you can fill out the information, and your prayer request will go to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and the entire national prayer team. So we are thankful to have you praying with us today. And on this last day of 2014, I believe that we need to take time to thank God for His many, many blessings. And you know, there are many aspects of prayer, but the sacrifice of thanksgiving, the prayer of thanksgiving, is so very, very important. David, the man that knew probably more about prayer, with the exception of our Lord Jesus Christ, he just gave us so many insights in the book of Psalms to prayer. But he said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And so we are making an entrance today into a new year with thanksgiving in our hearts, an attitude of gratitude. And there's so many people that are unthankful today. They are so unthankful and ungrateful. And the Bible said that in the last days, people would be unholy. But the word before unholy is unthankful. And when we become unthankful, we're eligible to become an unholy people. And so I want us to take a few moments just to express our thanksgiving to God. Can we do that? While Todd Mooring plays some background music, let's just spend some time in prayer. This is a prayer session, a prayer time. So let's pray right now, and let it just be not asking God for anything at the moment, but just giving thanksgiving. Can we do that? Father, we are so thankful. We are so grateful today. We declare it with our voices here on BPN Radio. And Father, we want to thank you for sending your son Jesus that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross. We are thankful today for the cross. We remember the cross that you died on, Lord Jesus, and thank you for the sacrifice that you made by giving your life that we might have life, and not only have life, but have it more abundantly. And we want to thank you today that to thank you for the hope that we have in you, the hope that makes not ashamed. We thank you, Lord, because you're coming back for your church. Jesus is coming soon. I know that you don't hear that very often. And people get so comfortable in life that they don't think about eternal life. But I know that Jesus is coming soon. And Jesus, I thank you for coming back. Father, I thank you because you're sending your son to come back for your bride. There is a second coming, and we know that we have this hope. We know that we have eternal life. We know that this life is only temporary. And may we not lose focus of that. May we not lose focus. And we know, Jesus, that you are returning, and you are returning for a pure bride without spot of sin or wrinkle. I know there's not much being said about sin, but sin is the thing that separates us from God. And we just have this extreme grace movement across America that just says, well, you are with Christ, and we know that we're with Christ, but whatever you do, it doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. You've already been forgiven, but we must understand that sin separates, and there are consequences for sin. And so, Father God, we know that you are sending your son Jesus back for a pure bride. I believe that. We need to get ready for the coming of the Lord here on the final day of 2014. There is a final day of not only this year, but there is a final day for our lives. And we need to know that we are making history every day by the way that we live our lives. And so I believe that God is calling for a cleansing of this nation. He is calling for a cleansing of the church, cleansing for the church, because he's coming back for a pure bride. Yes, he is. Here's Leland to sing about the pure bride. I want us just to search our hearts right now here on the last day of 2014. Just say, Lord, I just want to search my heart, cleanse my heart. I want to be ready for your return.
What are you doing?
Created me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Then what I teach transgresses your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Father, we pray for a cleansing in our nation, a cleansing in the church. Lord, may there be deep repentance, as Brandon Baumgarten was talking about a few minutes ago. May we come to a place of repentance. And we know that our nation is not going to repent today, but we, according to the book of Daniel, can repent on behalf of our nation. So Daniel said, while I was praying, repenting for my sins and the sins of my nation. So Father God, we ask you to forgive us as a nation. Would you prayers, would you intercessors, would you there in your car or in your room or wherever you may be, help me repent on behalf of our nation for taking prayer out of our schools, out of our homes, and even out of some churches. Would you help me repent for the perversion in our nation, where we have gone against the laws of nature, where God created. We created a man, and he brought a woman to that man. And so, Lord, we have perverted the laws of marriage. We have gone deep into the miry clay, the miry pit of sin. And we ask, O God, today that you forgive us for our perversion. Forgive us for our greed. Forgive us for our lawlessness. Forgive us for our rebellion. Forgive us, God, for aborting 60 million babies in the mother's womb. Forgive us for adultery and fornication and idolatry and all the perversion that is happening in our land. Forgive us. We've lost our way. We've lost our way. We repent on behalf of pastors that will no longer tell their people about righteousness and sin. Well, they will not name sin. They will not no longer tell the people about the consequences of sin. Forgive us for a land where Christianity has been mocked and the name of Jesus is not to be mentioned. Prayer taken out of schools, and we can no longer pray at high school graduations or commencements, at football games, because we don't want to offend anybody. We have lost our way, but we repent today, and we ask you to forgive us as a nation, as a land, and restore us, restore cities in our land in Jesus' name, and protect America as well as Israel. We pray today for the peace of Jerusalem. Would you pray for my good pastor friend, Dr. Tom Peters, who's in the hospital in Lake Worth, Florida, pastor of the Great Trinity Church International for 40 years. Would you pray that God would heal him today? And we just pray for all of those that need healing, need a prayer. And we thank you for being a part of BPN here on this final day of 2014. And I'm going to sign off here in just a moment, because we're going to wrap it up for 2014. But I'll be back next year, 2015. Tomorrow, remember, tonight I'll be ministering at Rivergate Church, 7 o'clock in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Just go to rivergatetulsa.org and you can join us there. See you tomorrow. You have a great New Year's Eve. I love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.